أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Peace be with you. We have started talking about الشريعة, the path that we are trying to follow, and at the same time we know that in order to follow the path there is first a resistance and a choice to be made between the path of righteousness, the path of the truth, and the other path, and we have to come back to our sound heart, al-qalb al-saleem, in order to do this and to come back to our fitrah. Between our fitrah, this natural attraction towards God, and the path that we have to follow to start with Him and to come back to Him, what is important is the very notion that we have in Islam is al-jihad, resistance and reform. And we need to understand the notion, far from all this wrong translation about the holy war and anything which has to do with war. It's a spiritual dimension, it's an intellectual dimension, and it's a social and even political dimension, as we will see during the coming days. But the starting point of everything is even the way in the Quran, al-mu'minun, the believers, are described. إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا. The believers are those who are believing in God and in His Messenger, and then they are not doubting this truth that there is one God and there is the last message. And then what we have, وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and then they are struggling and striving with all what they have and all who they are, their being and what they have, in the path of فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, in the way of God. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ, those are the truthful, those are the people who are following. And then there is something here that we need to understand, that the believers are those who are in the name of their belief, in the name of God, that they are following a path, understanding that on this path there is no other way but to struggle for what is right. So the first has to do with the choice of what is right versus what is wrong, but then it has to do with education, it has to do with an intellectual jihad to try to get the knowledge, because there is a difference between the path of knowledge and the path of ignorance, the first intellectual resistance. And then there is also the spiritual resistance that we were talking about when it comes to how am I going to avoid and to master my instincts to come back to the light in my heart, the spiritual dimension. It has to do with my ego, it has to do with everything. And then we have to add to this the struggle for what is right within the society. Because if we are the best community, كُنْتُ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ, you are the best community set for humanity, insofar as you are promoting what is right and resisting what is wrong. It means that there is a visible dimension, a social jihad against poverty, against corruption, for justice and dignity, and political jihad resisting the corrupt regimes and or the oppressors. So all this, it's a way from the intimate to the public, from the invisible to the visible. That is the translation of what jihad is all about within this cosmology that we find in Islam. Inshallah, we carry on our reflection on this. And for now, don't forget to tell the people you love that you love them. Life is fragile. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.